It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
All right, thanks a lot, Beetle. Joined now by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. And, Coach, got a chance to take a look at things from last week. What'd you like in the first preseason game? I know you didn't game plan a lot, but what stood out to you?
Well, we didn't get off to a very good start, that's for sure, and kind of just struggled to stay in the game. I thought the field goal before the half where Hoyer hit a couple passes to Devin Lucy, and Steve made a big kick there, kind of kept us in the game. And then the second half, a lot of our backup players went in, got a lot of playing time, and they played well. They played competitively, controlled the game on offense, defense, and we're able to play a good, solid second half. So hopefully we can get some of that out of get more of that in the first half. And we had a lot of chances to run the ball. We didn't throw it very well in the first half offensively. Hopefully we can improve on that. And defensively, when we made our third down conversions, which we did for most of the game, but when we didn't make them in the first half, those led to scoring drives and gave a couple red area touchdowns where we lost contain on the quarterback. So those are all things that we need to work on.
Speaking of running the ball, talk about what Ivan Fierce does to this group. You got some constants back. We know what James can do, Rex, Brandon, Mike Gillisley. Yet you got a guy like Jeremy Hill who comes in, ran really hard the other night. Webb runs really hard. And it's a tough thing to establish running hard when you really don't hit that much in practice. But it seems like when these guys touch the ball, it's downhill and they're lowering their pad level.
Yeah, Ivan really harps on that. He is really a stickler for blitz pickup and no negative plays in the running game. Let's make sure we don't go backwards and get your pads down and get downfield and get into the hole and don't sit back and dance, but get vertical and gain yards. So he preaches that from day one, and we try to bring people onto the team that's their running style, that they'll kind of naturally do that. But he does a real good job of reinforcing it, and blitz pickup is huge for Ivan, and he spends a great deal of time emphasizing and coaching that. And so, that's a key part of their responsibility, too.
Webb runs hard at the end of the game, and you hear a lot of commentary that he probably really doesn't have the size of a small kid. And I said, well, there used to be a kid by the name of Deion Lewis, and you found him at Cleveland, and you gave him the opportunity. When the guy really doesn't fit the stature, he's not 6'3", he's not 240. Having a former player like Deion, and you bring in a kid like Webb, probably going to give him a little longer look, right?
Yeah, and Ralph ran well in the SEC at Vanderbilt, which there was a lot of times there wasn't a whole lot of blocking for him there, against Alabama and Auburn. Some of those really good defensive teams, Georgia and so forth. But he ran hard. He made yards at the SEC level and with his toughness, his speed, his running vision. So we'll see how that translates. Hopefully we'll be able to see some more of him tonight and the next week. I'm sure he learned a lot from his experiences against Washington. It was a big day for him, two touchdowns, two-point conversions. So he had made a nice catch, though, on a two-point conversion on that. It's kind of a low ball that he handled nicely. So he's been a productive college player in a good program and a good conference and did well last week. So we'll see how it goes.
Talked to you before about how athletic Trent Brown is. Watch every practice and you see Isaiah Wynn. He's predominantly on the left side there behind Trent. Starting this past Sunday, you swing him to the right side to give LeAdrian Watt a little help over there. Is that predicated on the injury to Marcus Cannon, or hey, let's see if this kid can handle both sides? And that's a tough thing to do, play left and right.
Right. Well, we planned on moving our players to different positions anyway, like we usually do, and Marcus won't play tonight, so that gives us an opportunity to give Isaiah a little bit of work on the right side. L.A. will get some work on the right and the left side, and so we'll just let those guys go Ulrich John, Cole Crosston. Tobin did a good job for us last week on the left side. So we have pretty good depth and competition at tackle. And so we're going to have to build some kind of flexibility for our third tackle, whoever that is, to be able to play. Somebody's going to have to play both sides in the event we only take three tackles to the game, which is normally the case. So we'll see how that goes. But Isaiah's done well over there on the right side. He's a very poised and competent kid. Doesn't get rattled, doesn't get flustered. Really is has good concentration, good technique, and he's adapted pretty well to the switch. So we'll see how it goes tonight.
Okay, as a young kid, kid like Hollister, you know, it's one thing to break the huddle, understand where to line up, where the quarterback wants me to go. It seems from a spacing standpoint, things are starting to click for him. Is that fair to say? He's catching the ball well. Looks like he's getting to the spots, and maybe from playing quarterback for Julian, you know, a guy played quarterback before, kind of understands where Tom wants him. He's got a pretty good chance here on his backside as the other tight end, doesn't he?
Yeah, Jacob's had a real good year. I think last year he kind of grew as we went along during the season and gained some experience, even though he didn't get a lot of playing time. He did a good job for us in the kicking game. But this year in the offseason, he definitely took a big jump from the coaching sessions to OTAs and out of training camp. And he's a lot more confident. He's has a much better understanding of the different positions that he could be in, on the line, off the line, attached, detached, in a close wing, in motion, so forth. And he's been able to, he's an athletic kid, he's been able to take those different variations in his alignment and in his pass routes to be able to utilize his skills, and it's made some plays for us in the passing game. And he's a tough kid who's not afraid to block. So we'll see how it goes with him, but he's had a good, I'd say a good year all the way back to April when we started.
Okay, last question for you. Brett Bielema, he's listed as consultant in the program guide. Seems like he's got his hands in everything. You sit back and you watch. He's an involved football coach, throws the hat. You could hear him up top. He's not what Mike Lombardi was, is he?
No, Brett's a football coach, yeah. And Mike really was more on the personnel end of it. But Brett's got a lot of experience, obviously, as head coach of Wisconsin, Arkansas. He's dealt with a lot of different player situations, and you know, he's primarily worked on defense as an assistant coach. So, you know, he's given us some help there. You know, between defensive ends and tackles, and he's also been a somebody that I've used and has helped me with some overall, you know, head coaching type responsibilities, planning, and team management, and things like that. So, he's been a good addition to our group, and really fit in well with everybody. He's a great guy. He's a good guy, easy guy to get along with. Everybody likes him.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight. Two down, two more to go.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Scott.